Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Chaf Ches. We are on Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, as we started yesterday getting into the various other mitzvahs that are brought up here in Mesachas Menachas. And if you remember, on the top of Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, we had a stira between two brises, whether if somebody, one of the kahanim, as we learned from the pasuk in Parshas Chukas, the assistant Kohen Gadol, Elazar, was the one that did the avoda of the paraduma, but if whoever is doing the avoda on Harazesim does the Zrikos, the Hazaos, as they're called, of the Paraduma, towards the Harabayas. That's exactly what's supposed to be done. But what if he does it not towards Harabayas? So that was a stira in the Brisas. The first Brisa that we had, Shalom Chuvanos, that was Pasul. And the second Brisa said, Shalom Chuvanos is Kasher. So what is the Machlokas about? How do you answer that steer in Brisa? So he said, maybe it's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Which Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan that we're in the middle of? We didn't finish yet. We have this long Brisa that talks about whether a Tahar person who goes into the Azara, goes into the Heichal, goes into a place where he is not supposed to be. Is he Chayav Alav? Is he Chayav Misa? And we had a Machlokas whether if one walks into the Kodesh Kadashim but doesn't go further, just walks in without going towards the Aron, is one Chayav Misa already or not? That was the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. And we're in the middle of describing what they each do with the other person's Drasha, how they deal with the other person's Svara of Darshaning. So let's pick it up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6th wide line. I know it's in the middle, but this is where we stopped yesterday. V'rabbanan hachanami delot tzarech. The Rabbanan answer back to Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan who hold that even when you walk into the Kodesh Kodashim, one is not Chayiv Misa yet until one starts walking towards the Aron. So you're right. You don't really need the extra pasuk that you asked the kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Vayi dekatzav rachmana el pnei hakaporis, that which it has to say el pnei hakaporis, even though you're Chayiv Misa right away, limute derech mishupash. That's just to exclude derech mishupash. What does derech mishupash mean? If one goes into the Kodesh Kodashim in an unusual way, that's derech mishupash. Rashi says on the fifth wide line, limute derech mishupash, kagon mishubash, shachater achoma shalafnai velafnim v'yasa pezach v'daramo v'tzafon v'nechnas. Somebody digs under and enters the heichal from the north or the south. Really, the door of the heichal is in the east. Or the door of the Kodesh Kodashim is in the east side of those rooms. If somebody goes in through the north or the south, and you didn't go through the Pesach, that is one pshat of what does Derech Meshupash mean. Or Rashi quotes another pshat, Inami, somebody walks in and automatically goes to the side. Nichnas the Pesach v'tzideid ba'aluchson v'halach l'tzadin lo machayev. De'al p'nei b'inan, shiupanim apanim. Right, you go to the side. Either way, you go in some unusual way, say the Rabbanan, that's what the Pasuk is excluding. Really, you're Chayiv Misa right when you walk into the Kodesh Kadashim. That extra phrase is describing the Knisa. Kidatana de Verbalazar ben Yaakov, El Pnei HaKaboros Kedma, Zebanav. This is a limud, Kol Makom Shenemar Pnei, Einu Ela Pnei Kadim. It means the regular straight entering into the east. V'Reb Yehuda, now we're going to get to the important lines for us. What does Reb Yehuda do with this? How does he know the exclusion of Derech Meshupash? Le Makra Pnei. My El, Shmamina El Dafka. Reb Yehuda says, if all that was true, it should have just said Pnei. What's El Pnei? El Pnei, just say Pnei. If you want to just say east, because Pnei Panim means east. What's El Pnei? It must mean, no, only El, only if you start walking towards the Aron, do we say that you're going to be Chayiv Misa. V'Rabbanan El Lav Dafka. And the Rabbanan would say, no, there's no, you say El Pnei, El's not extra. It just says El Pnei, that's the phrase of the Torah. They don't think that is extra. So, V'Reb Yehuda Da Amar, and that is the Brisa. So now we go back. Rabbi Yehuda da Amar El Pnei HaKaporez Dafka. Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's Dafka if you walk towards the Aron after going into the Kodesh Kodashim, is one Chayiv Misa. So Vihiza El Nochach Nami Dafka. So the El here, sprinkling, doing Hazat towards the Harabayas on Harazesim, that also is Dafka. And that's the author of the first Brisa that says if you don't do it towards Harabayas, then it's going to be Pasul. V'Rabbanan midahasam lav davka, chanami lav davka. And according to the Rabbanan, just like there is lav davka, so too here is lav davka, and therefore they would say, if you don't do it towards Harabayas, it's also okay. So that's the Machlokas Tanaim that we started off with, trying to figure out all the way on the top of the Amud. just to mention the Ha'ara that I said I was going to mention today. Rashi, in the Shach Levitarya, when the Gemara said about it on the 10th line, Tahorib Shenichlasu Lifnim Mimechitzasan, when a Tahor person goes beyond where he is allowed to go, inside their own Mechitza. So Rashi on the last skinny line says, Yud Aleph Amma Makom Drisas Ragla Yisrael. The eastern 11 Amos in the Azara, that is the place where the Zarim, where Yisraelim are allowed to go. Anywhere beyond that, they're not allowed to go, and that's what we're talking about here. That's Lefnimi Mechitzasan. And you get the impression from Rashi that that is an Isser Da'oraisa. The concept of walking beyond the 11 Amos, according to Rashi, that's outside the Mechitza, and that's what the Brisa seems to say. That's Malkus. You're going to get Malkus for that. That's what Rashi says. If you look in the Shita B'Kubet, says right here, if you look in the other Rishonim, that can't be. Says the Shita in Os Vav. We looked at the Shita 2 weeks ago already, but it was right here. We said, oh wow, Daf Chav Zayin, that's all the way in a couple of weeks. Now we're here. Says the Shita, Yud Aleph Amav Aloni Hira, to lo havi ela mailo midrabanan. It's a din drabanan. A Yisrael going past the 11th Amma marker? That's a din d'oraisa? No. What's by Raya? A couple of them. Number one, Shahari Bishchitas HaPesach, Nisbalis Kol Azara Kula Anashim. We know on Erev Pesach, all Klai Yisrael split into three groups. The Mishnah Pesachim. So you're going to say all the Yisraelim were in three groups stuffed into the eastern 11 Amos? It's impossible. Even if you want to say that there was Om Dib Tzvufim U'mishtachim Revachim. But come on, the 11 Amos? Sounds like they were the whole Azara. The whole Azara was filled. If it was an Issadaraisa to go past, this wouldn't be enough of its Zorich. V'chein, and also, Zikni, I quoted Pesach, so now I'll quote Sukkos. V'chein Zikni Yerushalayim, so v'vines v'mizbeach v'olvei b'yadayim. They used to encircle the Mizbeach with their lulavs. Once every day, seven times on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So they went around. Doesn't only say the Kohanim, the Zakenim, or Yisraelim. So why were they allowed to do that if it was Asa Daraisa? V'chein l'kamon, also what we're going to have in a couple of days. Magvien es haShulchan. Tomorrow, actually, we'll talk about it a little bit. Magvien es haShulchan. Va'amalem re'u v'chulu. They used to hold up the Shulchan for the Olei Regel to be able to see. Be able to see. Look at the nes that occurs. The bread is just as fresh as it was a week ago when it was put on. What they were on in the 11 Amos? How'd they see the Shulchan? The Shulchan was in the Heichal. And they were on the other side, so the Mizbeach was, you held like the Tanai that the Mizbeach was all the way to the north of the Pesach, and you were able to see or still all the way across? So it's very unusual. Says the V'chein L'Kamon, Amar Shimshim Mikutzi, the Pirushi Kamafaresh, Tahorim Shinechazul Lefnimi Mechitzatzon, Tahainu HaHechal. I'm sorry with Rashi when it says, I argue with Rashi when the Brisa here says, Tahorim that go Lefnimi Mechitzatzon, LeHechal. That's exactly what the Brisa is coming to explain itself. What is Lefnimi Mechitzasan? Into the Heichal. And Kohanim are beyond that. Or that could even be a Kohen. We had a discussion in the past. Is a Kohen allowed to go into the Heichal for no reason? That's called Biyarei Kanis. Is Hishtachavaya considered a Tzorech? But that is the Machlokas between Rashi and the Shiva Kubetzes, how to deal with this line of the Brisa, the 11 Amos or not. The Achronim assume somehow they have to reread Rashi, because these are very strong kashas. Very strong kashas. The Ola Shlomo, for example, says, maybe that's what Rashi means. Rashi just means that those 11 Amos, when they go past those 11 Amos, heading towards the Heichal, that's where they usually are. You're right, beyond that is an Issa D'Rabbanan, but they're usually not beyond that. But when they are, that's not where the Malkus is. When they go past their Mechitza, and when they finally get into the Heichal, that is going to be the Malkus also. So, that is Ha'ara from yesterday. Okay, we continue now, four lines from the bottom. Maskevlar of Yosef. Rav Yosef has a kasha. One second. This is the answer to the stira, whether a para aduma haza'a is allowed to be done not towards the Harabayas. Is that going to be pasul or not? So Maskevlar of Yosef. L'Rav Yehuda mide'el dafka. Al nami dafka. We had in the word al. If Rabbi Yehuda always has the word el as dafka, so it must be when he holds the word al is also. Because they're both kind of extra words that you could do without. So if he's telling you darsh is something for the word el, it must be darsh is something for the word al in the context of al pnei hakaporis on Yom Kippur. When we sprinkle the inside the Kodesh Kodashim onto the Aron, it says al pnei hakaporis. The parochis is the curtain. The kaporis is the cover of the Aron. So it says you have to sprinkle on the top of the kaporis. So do you take that literally? But you can't. Why? because in Mikdash Sheni there was no kaparis. Ella, to Mikdash Sheni, de lo havi aron v'kaparis, acharami de lo havin azos. The Gemara in Yuma says there were five items that would made the difference, that were not in Bayis Sheni, that were only in Bayis Rishon. And the Gemara in Yuma even describes how the Zakenim, while everyone else was celebrating for the building of Bayis Sheni, they were crying, because they remembered what it used to be like. Imagine without an Aron, without Eish, without Shechina, without Kisei HaKavod, without Urim V'Tumim. Kisei HaKavod is the other list, the seven items that were created before the world. Anyway, so they were crying. So you're telling me that the word El and Al are literal, but it says you have to do the sprinklings on the Kaporis, but there was no Kaporis. What, they didn't do the Avod of Yom Kippur in the Bayis Sheni? Is that possible? No. So Amar Barul Amar Kra. So Rava says, no. There's a special limud there. Amar Kra v'chiper es mikdash hakodesh. Special limud by Yom Kippur. Makom hamikudash lakodesh. So special drasha. That even in the place where it's supposed to be, even if it's not there. Two ha'aris. Number one, if you really have a lumdish approach to the al prea kaporis, you might say it is on the kaporis. The kaporis is all the way beneath the ground. So it's still going al, still there. The Gemara says, Chazal tell us that Yoshio HaMelech hid the Aron deep down under the Kodesh Kodashim. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik said, without that, it wouldn't make sense to have a Bayis Sheni. Because the center of Kedusha flows from the Aron and the Luchos. Just like he says, the Kedusha of a Shul flows from the Torah in the Shul. If you don't have a Torah in the Shul, you don't have full Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses. So too, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, unless you have the Aron there with the Luchos, so what, how do they have Bayis Sheni? So you might say it wasn't really a din of Beis HaMikdash. We discussed a couple of years ago, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's Chiddush in Parshas Bo, that Bayis Sheni wasn't really meant to be, there was only supposed to be first bias and third bias, but Hashem had to do it as a stopgap measure because we would have assimilated too much. We needed something. We needed some chizik. That's why we had Bayis Sheni. But really, that's why they kept the Babylonian names of the months. If you remember Nisanir, and that's why other halachas that he explains there in a beautiful piece in Bo. But you might say it wasn't real. But once you're saying it is a mikdash, so that is why Rav Soloveitchik said that's why the Aron had to be there. So maybe that's one lumdish al. Okay, it's not really literal al, but that would help. But there's another I wanted to make, and that is the Gemara here is alluding to and hinting to the five items that were not in Bayis Sheni. One of them is Urim V'Tumim. What exactly was the Urim V'Tumim? So I mentioned in a parsha shir, in a mitzvah shir, the mitzvah shir a couple of weeks ago when we discussed Urim V'Tumim and the Big Day Kahuna, that we are usually familiar with the Ramban. The Ramban is based on Chazal, who say that the Urim V'Tumim was Shem Hashem, and it was put in between the folds of the Choshen, it was a Shem Hashem, and that somehow made the Avnei HaChoshen light up. And it made it light up with the letters, and that's why Chazal tell us you had to have more letters than just the Shvatim on the Avanim, because there are some letters of the Aleph Beis that aren't in the Shvatim. For example, there's no Tess. There's no Tess in the Shvatim. So what do you do? Is there a Tzadi? I don't know if there's a Tzadi in the Shvatim either. But either way, so that's why the names of the Avos were also on, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Shiftei Ka. So that was, or Shiftei Yeshurun. Or on the either Machlokas, where they all, some say Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were all on Ruvain's, and Shiftei Yeshurun were all on Binyamin's. Others say, no, it was split up, and there had to be an equal number of letters on each one. Different shitas about that. But either way, the Ramban says clearly in Tetzaveh that the Urim V'Tumim was a Shem Hashem, a Ksav of Shem Hashem, and Rashi also seems to hold this, that was put in between the folds. Says, Ula Moshe Lokach Ksav Urim V'Tumim V'Nicham Sham B'Choshen HaMishpat Acharei Shehilbish As Aron HaEifod V'Choshen V'Lachar Kei Nasram Bein Kifle HaChoshen. And then he quotes that letters lit up, and the well-known Gra, that was what happened by Eli. Eli saw, didn't know what was going on with Chana, and he looked at the Urim V'Tumim at the Choshen, and he saw the letters, and he conjugated them into Shikora instead of Kisara or Kishera. That's the grub based on that Ramban and Tetzaveh. But fascinating, if you look at the Ksav HaKabbalah, and I mentioned this until that mitzvah shir, Ksav HaKabbalah points out that if you look at the Rambam tells us the whole order of getting dressed. Right? The Seder Levishas Begadim. Even though the Gemara only mentions in terms of the order that the Mechnasayim have to be first, that's the only thing the Chazal mentioned. The Rambam has an exact order for all eight Begadim. How does the Kohen Gadol get dressed in the morning? How does the Kohen Hedyo get dressed? Oh, there's a Seder Levisha. Says the Urim V'Tumim, says the Ksav HaKabbalah, that
If you look at the Rambam, Urim and Tumim is not mentioned when you put it in. He doesn't mention it at all. He doesn't describe what it is anywhere, and he doesn't explain when it's put in. The Rambam that I just read says, after the Kohen Gadol puts on the Choshen and the Ephod, then you stick the Urim and Tumim in. But if you look in the Rambam, it's not mentioned. Harbi Tamati Shlomat Sasi B'divrei Rambam Klum. It's amazing machlokas. It's an unknown machlokas. I don't think the Rambam holds like that chazal. Rak shneim eser ha'avanim shahayuksuvim b'shemo shneim aser shifte Yisrael. Heim atzmam karan akasav kan b'shem urim etumim. And if you look at the psukim, it sounds that way. The 12 stones themselves were called urim etumim. There was no separate item that went in between. Ki heim atzmam ayu meirin utamimim b'divrayim b'blitas osiyoseim. It worked the same way, but there was no special. It was magical stones, but there was nothing special put inside. The nearly owed the moval l'sibas pulosem aniflat sos b'tshuvas Yisrael hunach shem urim v'tumim, and he explains why they're called urim v'tumim. Them l'shleimus avonim ha'elosh on eschaser mayhem b'riusam. They're called shleimim, and then it continues on the bottom. V'shina kasev bein avnei ha'efod l'bein avnei urim v'tumim. The be'efod amar lashin sima v'samta eshtei ha'avanim al kisvos ha'efod. The two stones that were on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol. It says, put them there, and here it says, Vinasata el hachoshen es haurim. Veloshen sima yor yoser al kfius. Venira imkecha avni ha'efod ha'yimu chubarim, be kfius tamidus. Avni ur metumim la'yimu chubarim. They were just hung. Not that we usually think, they were sewn in and hanging. The 12 stones were hanging in place in front of the choshen. And then he talks about levishas hachoshen amar. What did the pasuk say? Vayasam alav es hachoshen, vayitain el hachoshen es haurim ves hatumim. That means sew them on. After he says that, the kfiyah shnei masar avanim b'choshen, he doesn't say anything else about the Rambam. Fine. If they ask the Rambam, they hear Yibana Beis HaMikdash, if that was his kavana. Vayter, last line. Rava Amar. Rava has a different answer to the original steer in the brises. Whether doing the hazaz of the paraduma not to the correct direction, is that going to apostle or not? So answer number one we had was machlokas tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Answer number two, Rava Amar Hava Rabbanan. Really, it's both the sheet of the Rabbanan. Ha dekoi mizrach umay revu v'adi. Ha dekoi tzav v'darim v'adi. The question is the person doing the hazaos, is he at least going towards west when he's standing on Har Zeisim? So the west, Har Abayis is on the west. You could go west exactly towards the Pesach Ol Moed, or you could just go towards the west direction. So as long as you go towards the west direction, b'dieved, that's okay. The other brace that says Pasul, you're going north. Totally, totally different direction. Nowhere towards the Har Abayis, and that's where it's going to Pasul. So it depends how off are you in direction. You can't hold up like the Gemara Brachas, Ubavashe Chavin Libel Shemayim. That doesn't work by the Hazos. That might work by davening, but it doesn't work by Hazos of the Paraduma. Amar Mar Vayter. The Brisas that we quoted also said, V'shebifnim v'shebimitzora, shelo lishma psulos, shelo mechuvanos ksheros. The hazos on the mitzora are pasul shelo lishma and kasher if you don't do it in the exact direction and place. V'atanya ben shelo lishma ben shelo mechuvanos ksheros. We have another Brisa that says, even if you do it shelo lishma, it's going to be kasher. Amar of Yosef, lo kasha, harab Eliezer, harabanan. It's machlokes. Rebbe, why? What's the machlokes about? We're talking about the oil. The oil put on the mitzora. The oil of the mitzora goes with the carbon asham of the mitzora. Carbon asham, we've had a few times already in Seder Kachim. He keeps coming back. Rebbe Eliezer always puts asham with chatas. Kachatas kasham. We had it in Zvachim Daf Beis in terms of Shalol Lishma. We had it in terms of bringing the blood of a carbon inside the Heichal when it was supposed to be a carbon chitzoni. Machlokas Rebbe Elazar and the Rabbanan. And elsewhere, Rebbe Elazar held of Ashamos Mesos, just like there are Chataos Mesos. Rebbe Elazar always compares Chatas and Asham. So here too, you have the lug of the Asham of the Mitzora. So do you say that's Pasul Shalol Lishma? Well, it depends two steps, the Gemara is going to say. If the log of the Asham has the status of the Asham, and if the Asham has the status of the Chatos. So it's two steps. So, here we go. Reb Eliezer, demakish Asham lachatos. Reb Eliezer, who says Asham is lachatos in terms of halachas of shalol lishma. Makish nami lug l'asham. Also says the lug of the Mitzorah is compared to Asham, and that's why if you pour, if the Kohen pours the lug of the Asham on the Mitzorah shalol lishma, it's going to be pasul. Just like chatos is pasul. Rabbanan lo makshi. Rabbanan don't compare. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Ulu Reb Eliezer. Does it even work for Reb Eliezer? Fond memories of those three blot. All the limudim. V'chidavar alamei behekesh. Chozim alamei behekesh. Remember that? We had Zereshava, Hekesh, Mamatzinu. Could you build on them? Those two blot, we gave all those examples. According to Reb Eliezer, you let to do two steps. You learn Asham from Chatas and then Log from Asham. You let to do that? So the Gemara might have been able to answer, but it didn't. That maybe it's all one step. Maybe the Gemara's, the Chiddush is that the log of the Asham is considered Asham. The Gemara doesn't say that. That could have been an answer. No, it's all one unit. The Gemara instead gives a totally different answer to the Brises. Ela Maravi, you're right. Forget Reb Elazar and the Rabbanan. Different answer to the Brises of the log Mitzvah Shalol Lishma. What does that mean? Hava HaRabbanan. Really, they're both a Rabbanan Shita. Kam LaHachshir, Kam LaHartzos. The question is, there are two aspects that are accomplished usually by the Karban Asham. Is it Machshir? Does it allow the leftover of the oil to be eaten by the Kohanim? That's Lahachshir. Kan Laratzos, does it fulfill the Chiyuvim of the Mitzorah? So, here, it will not be Maratzah, but it will be Machshir. If one does it Shalol Lishma, meaning the rest of the oil will be able to be eaten by the Kohanim, as it usually is, but it will not fulfill the Chiyuvim of the Mitzorah. Okay, that finishes up our first discussion in the first Mishnah about the items that are ma'akiv each other in terms of kachim. So now and lulav we had yesterday. So now we branch out. Okay, as a play on words just now, I didn't mean to do that. Shiva kanei menorah ma'akvin zedzeh. The seven branches of the menorah are ma'akiv each other. There is, I saw an interesting discussion Kliya Mikdash book at home. There's a little Bikta Kahuna book and a Kliya Mikdash book. So they have different discussions about what the menorah looks like. So you could go to the Kardo, I was there yesterday, about the menorah that they built. Did the menorah have straight or rounded branches? So there's all different suggestions. Really, we don't know. Ultimate, unless you want to prove it from the Arch of Titus, right, which was rounded. Which are rounded, if you say that's the greatest raya, because it happened right up to the Mikdash, so that could be a raya. But you might say that, I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But there are different opinions about what Rishonim felt. Ultimately, we don't really know. And ultimately, it's not ma'akiv either way, it seems. Because they're both considered kanim. They're both considered branches. L'may nafkamina, you might have to be machmir in terms of the Isra, making a menorah today, as we'll talk about Rezim Anamid Beis, machmir both ways. You might say, oh, if it was mount rounds, I could build it straight. Or vice versa. But either way, it doesn't make a difference. The seven branches of the menorah are ma'akiv each other. Meaning, if you don't have one of the branches, then that's not called a menorah. Which is one ha'ara, and that is, I mentioned, again, a couple of points I mentioned here in the mitzvah shir when we did the menorah, because we quoted Menachas then. So, we have to do it now. It's an interesting question. I just saw a story in a few of the Svarim on Tetzaveh that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, Reb Chaim Brisker, once met the Gera Rebbe. Met the Gera Rebbe. And Reb Chaim asked him a kasha. He says, the Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Ani Ayisi Meshamish Bebeis HaMikdash. Rabbi Chanina said, I served in the Beis HaMikdash. Umaisa Nisim Haya Bimenorah. There was an ace. Kishahayu Madlikim Asamenorah Barash Hashanah. Lo Haisa Nichbeis Ad Rosh Hashanah Haba. The fire would never go out. They lit it one Rosh Hashanah. I always checked. I never had to light it. So Im Kain asked Rabbi Chaim, Eich Kiyim Rabbi Chanina Satsivu Yaruch Oso Meir Abay Boker. How is he making that mitzvah? Yaruch Oso. Says the Gera Rebbe, it's based on a Rambam. I'll show you, Reb Chaim. Right? It's based on a Rambam. Which Rambam? In Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam paskins, if you add oil to a lit candle on Shabbos, you're chayiv mishum mavir. That's considered lighting. So if it's considered a malacha on Shabbos, so it's considered the act of Havara. So it must be, even though it was always lit, there was always room to add a little oil. So maybe that's what they did. That's how they did the mitzvah. Okay, that's how the story goes. I don't know what Reb Chaim answered. Rav Chaim must have said, I know that Rambam, but I think there's a difference. But that's what the Ger Rebbe answers. But another answer though given by the Klichemta is that maybe the mitzvah is, by the menorah, is to make sure it is lit. Who says it's dafka to light it? It's to make sure it's lit. Right? It's the involvement. It doesn't say yadlik. It says ya'aruch. Ya'aruch might be a more inclusive lashon. That's the answer of the Klichemta to answer Rav Chaim's kasha that he asked the Ger Rebbe. Okay. Other points, though, in terms of the menorah, so the seven Kenei menorah are ma'akvin zeh zeh. The Briska Rav is quoted as saying that really the menorah serves two functions. It serves both as part of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. All the kelim help make up the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, as we'll see more about that in a minute. And number two, it's there for you to do the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros menorah with. It's there for you to light with. So those are two aspects of the menorah. These two aspects might be reflected in the machlokas Rambam and Ramban in terms of which mitzvah is inclusive of the mitzvah of binyan haMenorah. The Rambam is clear. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah is a mitzvah chaf. On the mitzvah of Va'asu Li Mikdash says all the kelim are included in Va'asu Li Mikdash. The Rambam says there's no separate mitzvah to build the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach. He says Mizbeach. He should say Mizbechos. So the Ben Chazal says maybe not Mizbeach HaKtoras. Maybe that's something different. But at least the Mizbeach HaChison and the Menorah and the Shulchan, it's all included in the Mitzvah Vasali Mikdash. The Ramban on Mitzvah Lamed Gimel argues. He says, I'll agree with you, it's not a separate Mitzvah. But the Ramban says those are all included in the Avoda of those items. The Mitzvah of building the Menorah is included in the Mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. The Mitzvah of building a Shulchan is included in the Mitzvah of Havas Lechem Apanim. The Mitzvah of building the Mizbeach HaZav is included in the Mizbeach HaChison, is included in the Avoda of the Mizbeach HaChison. So it's a Machlokas, Rambam Ramban. Are all these items included in the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash, or are all these items included in the Avoda? What the Lundus is, very interesting. Are they all Hechshir Avoda? Are they inherent status by themselves? That's an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, we'll hold off on that. We'll continue more in a minute. But anyway, let's continue. So the seven branches of the menorah are ma'akiv each other. Shiva Neiroseha are ma'akev each other. Ma'ak bin zezeh. The seven neros, Rashi explains, on the top of every ner was a bowl. Also an interesting discussion, were those bowls attached? When we're going to learn miksha, how to be all made from one unit. Is it including the bowls on top? That is unclear. We're going to have later on a discussion in the Gemara whether they were attached or not. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have that discussion later on in the Masechta. But that could be, someone mentioned to me a couple of weeks ago, that could be an answer to the Minchas Kinos Kasha that he has been bothered with all his life. What Kasha? He said, this has bothered me all my life. The Rambam paskins that a czar is allowed to light the candles of the menorah. So the Rambam paskins, right? Halakha Kshir Bazar. Czar's, what's the problem? The problem is the menorah is in the Heichal. We just spoke about where a czar is allowed to go. And we know Pashtus, Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. We know that from Hilchas Chanukah, and it's compared to Hilchas Beis HaMikdash. Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah means the menorah has to be exactly in the spot where it's going to be to do the mitzvah when you light it. So if you say that the menorah has to be in the Heichal, and the czar is not allowed to go into the Heichal, how does the czar ever light? What's the Heichi Timsi? What they did? Oh, you want to say only when when they first built the Beis HaMikdash, when they came back by Chanukah? To say that, or only on where you don't have the what is it? Oh, a very, very long match, right? He's standing there. Okay, you have a piece of wood, you have to light it all the way inside. That's pretty far. Sorry, we use that by Shechita, right? Sakan Aruch, but by Shechita, you're not going as far. By Shechita, you're not going as far, unless you go into the Tzafon of the Mizbeach, or you're right outside your first 11 Amos. That is far, and you gotta wiggle your way around the Mizbeach, assuming the Mizbeach was right in front. So, one answer was suggested might be what if. If the bowls were detachable, so maybe they light the bowls, you could take the bowls out, and they light it where they are, and then you put the bowls back, and it's not considered the mitzvah being done until you put the bowls back, but the actual lighting was done earlier. So I heard that answer recently. My good friend Menachem Kagan called me up a few weeks ago to tell me that answer that he saw somewhere, but that could be, we'll get to the Gemara later on, whether they were detachable or attached. But here it says, the seven neros were ma'akvin zeh. Viter, shtei parshios shebizuza ma'akvin zeh. The two parshios, Shema and Vahaya, the two parshas in the mezuzah, are ma'akiv each other. This is how we get into all these halachas, right here. Afilu ksav echad ma'akvan, even one letter. one letter is ma'akeh by mezuzah. By mezuzah also you have a halacha, you have to write all the you have to write it in order. That's why if something's possible by mezuzah, it's more of a problem. You might not be able to fix it if it's a real problem. Dalet parashiyah shem tefillin ma'akeh mezuzu. The four parashiyahs in the tefillin are ma'akev each other. What order are they in? That's a machlokas, which we'll have later on. That's Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Machlokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. What the order was. Everybody agrees what parshios were in the tefillin. The four times it talks about tefillin in the Torah, those are the four parshios. What order is it? Anything you say is correct. As we'll see, various shitas about the order of the tefillin. Afiluk Savech and Ma'akvan, even one. I saw a very interesting question last night, and that is, all four parshios were ma'akev? But one second. If Moshe Rabbeinu only wrote the rest of the Torah at the end of the 40 years, whether the Machlok, Megillah, whether the Machlokas and Gittin, Megillah, didn't know, Chasumah didn't know, whether Moshe wrote it little by little, or he wrote it all later on, but two of the Parshas Tefillin are in Sefer Dvarim. Didn't happen yet. How'd they do Mekayim Tefillin during the Midbar? How'd they wear Tefillin in the Midbar? They had the Torah ready, they were Chayv and Tefillin. I never thought about that. They didn't have those two Parshas yet. No, Lachora. So he says, the Admar Misokolov, in the Margolis Hashas, he has this kasha, and he quotes it from the Sfas Emes as well. How are they Mekayim Tefillin? He says, it must be that part of the Torah they had Alpi Mesorah from the Avos. It must be Shman V'Hayah, Shmaz Mesiris Nefesh, V'Hayah Yischar V'Onesh, even though it didn't become part of the Torah until later, you have to give some answer. Tefillin weren't two parshas yet, right, to do the mitzvah, all four mocking each other. So you have to say, that they were somehow, they had those parshas. Vayter, dalat tzitzis ma'ak mezuzu. The four tzitzis that we have on the corner of our baggage are ma'ak of each other. Sharabat the mitzvah achas, they're all one mitzvah. Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, about the arba mitzvahs. We'll get to Rabbi Shmuel, four mitzvahs. Rabbi Shmuel has four mitzvahs, three extra mitzvahs than the Tanakhama. So also one of the Akronim say, there's a machlokas elsewhere between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, three items, are they chova or rishus? Not getting into the those details right now. Three cases where Rabbi Shmuel says it's Rishus to do these, and Rabbi Kiva says Chov. So three mitzvahs Rabbi Shmuel loses. They're Rishus, they're not Chova. So he has it in right here. The four mitzvahs of Tzitzis. My time, okay, what are the sources for all of these halachas? Havaya ksib bahu. By the menorah, it says Havaya. It shall be, again, making it all ma'akev. Tana Rabbanon, menorah is abam in the eshes. The menorah came from one block. So we know you chisel it out. It has to be chiseled out, miksha. Uminazov, and it's supposed to come, and lachachila, it comes from gold. Asa minagrutos psula. If you make the golden menorah from pieces that you then weld together, it's puzzle. Mishami matlas kshera. We might not have known this. You're allowed to make the menorah from other metals. Not gold. Doesn't have to be gold. And if you make it from other metals, there are kulas in terms of how you're allowed to make it. This is kula number one. If you make it out of other metals, out of silver, out of lead, then you're allowed to weld pieces together. Only gold has to be miksha. So maishta minagrutos psula tchsev miksha vahavaya. Why do we say that it's possible if you make the golden one from pieces? Because it says washin of havaya sharmini matchas nami zav havaya. It says gold. So who says you're allowed to make it from other metals? That also should be ma'akev. Amar kora, te'aseh, l'rabo sharmini matchas. No, te'aseh, it should be made, as ever, however it's made, that includes other metals. Ve'ema l'rabo's grutos, maybe that word should even include grutos, pieces. Lo sakadaydach, no, don't think that. Da'ada miksha ksiva havaya. Because on the miksha word, that's where havaya is written. Te'aseh namiya miksha ksiv. What do you mean? Te'aseh also is going on miksha. And you should therefore be machshir grutos, pieces. No, miksha la'akev. Miksha says twice to be ma'akev. Zov zov zanami la'akev. Again, both of them should be ma'akev. So, haimai, one second. I amrit bishlama minagrutos psula. Mishar minez matchas kshera. If you hold like we hold. That pieces, if you use pieces and weld them together for the golden menorah, that is pasul. But other metals are kosher. If you hold that, then all the drushes work out. We're not going to do the Rashi and the Rishonim now, but the Gemara says all the extra words in the Torah work out if that's what you hold. Haynu, zav, miksha ladrasha. Ela'i amr, but if you say the opposite, minagutos ksheira, it could be gold even from pieces welded together. Mishar mini matchas psula, zav, miksha my darshbe. The drushes aren't going to work out. Which drashos? As follows. We're going to quote some of it in the Gemara, and then the rest will be up to the Rishonim to figure out. My drasha, the Tanya, the Brisa says, Kikar zav tahar yaseusa, make it out of kikar, we'll get to that, it has to weigh one kikar if it's made out of gold, es kala kelema ele, ba zav, ba kikar. If you make it out of gold, it's got to weigh a kikar. Eina ba'azav, eina ba'akikar. It's not made out of gold. It can be whatever you want. Givieha o kaftareha ufracheha. It has all of these beautiful designs on it, the flowers and the cups. Ba'azav, ba'givim kaftareha uprachim. Eina ba'azav, eina ba'givim kaftareha uprachim. That's number two. So what do we have so far? If it's made out of gold, it's got to be made out of one piece. It has to weigh a kikar, and it has to have all these special designs on it. If you make it out of other metals, none of those apply. V'yevanami ba'azav ba'kanim. Eina ba'azav, eina ba'kanim. Maybe you want to say, maybe ba'azav, if it's made out of gold, then it has to have branches. If not, then you can just have like the single middle pole. That would be enough, and just have like candles coming out of that on the side. No. Hahu pamot mikri. That wouldn't be called a menorah. That's called a pamot, a lantern, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed. Continuing, v'zeh ma'isa menorah miksha zahav, ba'azav ba'miksha, eina ba'azav, eina ba'miksha. Fine, finishing up the brisa, miksha the sefer l'mayim, so that's all, stop there for a second, semicolon, that is all related to the structure of the menorah, and how it is different, whether you make it out of gold, and whether you make it out of other metals. So we didn't know before today that you're allowed to make the menorah out of other metals, that's what we learned, yeah. Is l'charchila, pashtus. Yeah, l'chadchila, to make it out of gold. Interesting, just to mention a ha'ara, Rashi here in the Mishnah refers to a diagram that's supposed to be on the side of his commentary. He says, kazeh. So sometimes we have that, so we don't have it. So you see on the side, it says, hatziyur timsa b'pirush mishnayis la'rambam. It's in the Pirush Mishnayis, and later on in the side of the ches. But I saw the Rashi and other, he showed other achronim, actually, in the Biur Hadaf, point out that even that diagram doesn't fit exactly to what Rashi is describing. So we just don't have it. We don't have the picture that Rashi mentions. But there is a picture of the Rambam, there's a picture in the later on, which we'll have. Okay, miksha de seifa l'mayasa, that extra word of miksha de seifa, what is that coming to teach me? Lim'ute chatzotros. It's to exclude the chatzotros, the tanya, the chatzotros, the trumpets. Chatzotros are yubam mina eshes mina kesef. The chatzotros also had to be made out of one slab, chiseled out mina kesef, out of silver. Asamina grutos ksherim, but if you make them out of grutos pieces, it's also kasher by chatzotros. Mishar mini matchas psulim, but you're not allowed to make it out of other metals. Umay shno, mishar mini matchas psulim, why are other metals possible? Dechsev kesav avaya, mina grutos nami mikshav avaya, same kind of question. Mi et rachmana gabi minora, mikshahi. He velo chatzotros. The davar li'ikuvah is only by menorah and not by chatzotros. That's only l'chadchila. The chatzotros are a mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah daraisa to make and blow the chatzotros at various times to gather the at a time of tzara and also at a time during karbanos. The Sefer HaChinuch says in mitzvah shin pei dalid in parshas Bahaloscha mitzvah l'skoa b'chatzotros b'mikdash b'chol yom. It's a mitzvah to blow chatzotros. Behikriv kol karban. The footnotes point out that's not true. Only certain karbanos. Ukemochei b'shas atzaris. It's all one mitzvah. Kevkshenemar b'chisavo melcham b'artzachem because of achravu v'yom samchaschem muadechem rashaychat sheichem uskadim b'chatzotros. Right, it's all a mitzvah. What's the time by the mitzvah of chatzotros? So the chinuch mentions this also by the mitzvah of shofar and also by the mitzvah of blowing shofar on yom kippur yovel. He mentions a similar idea. We need external stimuli to get excited. We don't get excited, right? Lahavdil Elf Alfi Avdalis, when a team is about to play a basketball game. So what do they put on? Psych-up music, right? They put on anything. That gets them into it. Gets them excited. Right? If you walk in on Erev Shabbos, Lahavdil, Erev Shabbos, hopefully, what do we try to do in our house? We try everything we can. We do Aristotle's, right? To create a certain atmosphere on Friday afternoon. So you put on Shabbos music. It gets people in the mood. We need external stimuli. It's not like the kids are going to be sitting there. Oh, Shabbos is coming. Awesome. Right? At least a little bit. A little Shabbos music. Right? Pre-Shabbos Ruach. Right? Because we need these external stimuli. That's the Chatzotros. When it's a time of sorrow, when it's a time of anything, getting inspired. So you need sounds. That's the shofar by shofar, by tshuva. L'chein esavina b'tkiz chatzosros be'itim eila. L'fi sheha'adam yosef bal chomer tzarech his oriz gadol el advarim. Ki ateva mi b'li meir yamo ki yashen. We'll sleepwalk through life. V'ein davar ye'oreyu kamo kolos hanigun. Yadua hadavar. The marker for music. V'kol shekein kol ha'chatzosros shehu ha'kol ha'gadol shebechol klei hanigun. It's the loudest. Okay, anyway, so that's the mitzvah of chatzotros that the chinuch mentions here. Weiter. And it's done by the Kohanim, by the way. The chatzotros is blown by the Kohanim. The Bechas Chinuch has a suffix whether Kohanim Bali Mumin are allowed to blow chatzotros. It says the machlokas in the Sifri that he found, that he wonders why the Rambam does not mention a word about it. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Kol HaKelim Shasan Moshe, K'sherim Lo K'sherim L'Doros. All Kelim that Moshe made, they can be used in later generations also. Chatzos Ros, K'sherim Lo P'sulos L'Doros. Trivia question. What's the only kli that cannot be used by later generations? The ones that Moshe made? The Chatzos Ros. Chatzos Ros cannot be used by later generations. I mentioned a few times in the past. I saw it in two different Sfarim. I looked it up again. It's in the Kamotzi Shal Ravan Bal Oscha, but I also saw it in the name of Yecheskel Abramsky. And that is why Chatzos Ros? Chatzos Ros, beautiful! This is a back pocket vart. Right? Chatzos Ros are used to inspire people. Every generation needs new inspiration. You can use the same Aron from the previous generation. You can use the same Shulchan. You can't use the same Chatzos Ros. Because the generation of children, of us, in this generation, we need new inspirations than was 20 years ago, 100 years ago. Every door needs to be inspired in different ways. So that's the job of a mechanech, the job of a parent, to figure out how to inspire our children. Right? That's challenging. So that's the message of this halacha. Menachos chavches, ninu chatzosros. Chatzosros, my time, where do you get that from, that halacha? Ilema, it's a great vart, but where do you get it from? Ilema da amar kra. Ase lecha, lecha velo ledoros, make for you chatzosros, you for now for generations. Elameatava, sisa lecha, our own eights. Hachanami de lecha velo ledoros. He should say the aron doesn't last. Ela, ilema da amar lecha, mishalacha, ilema da amar kaviyacho, mishalacha, anirosi yoda mishalahem. According to however you darshan at the beginning of Mesechus Yuma, when you have the word lecha, is Hashem trying to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that it should mamish be from yours, or it should be considered as if it's from yours? Collect from them, and I'll consider it from you. Hainamim b'ayle lehachi. However you learn the word lecha in other halachic contexts, so that's how you will learn it here. So basically, we're back to the question, why are chatzos was different? Shani Hasam, Da Amar Kro Lecha Lecha Trei Zimni, Asei Lecha V'Hayu Lecha. It says Lecha twice by Chatzos Ros. That's why it's limited. Period. Tani Rav Papa Brei De Rabbi Rav Chanik Amei De Rav Yosef. Rav Papa says, Minora Haisava Mina Eshes Umin Azav. One piece and from gold. Asa Shel Kesef Ksheira. Shel Ba'at. Shel Avor V'Shel Gisteron. If it's made out of tin, lead, or gisteron, all different types of metals. Rabbi Posel. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda is machshir these other types of metals. Shel eitz, v'shel etzem, v'shel zechuchis, divrei kol psula. But if it's made out of bone or glass, anything else like that, pasul. It's got to be metal at least. Rebbe holds that it has to be made out of gold or made out of silver. But the other metals, Rebbe pasuls. Review there's machlokas about that. But out of non-metals, for sure, pasul. Omer le, that's what her papa says. Omer le, my daitech. So, Rav Yosef answered her papa, what's your svara? What's the svara behind this machlokas? Omer le, bein lamar, bein lamar, klali uprati darshi. I think they both darshin klal uprat, umihu, but they darshin it differently. What is the klal uprat? Mar, sovar, ma, prat, mufurish, al matechas, af kosha matechas. The second man, Omer says, just like the explicit example of gold is metal, so to any metal is allowed. Umar, sovar, ma, prat, mufurish, davar, chashuv. And Rebbe holds, no, just like gold is a dover, it's a chash of metal, so do any chash of metal, meaning only including silver. That's how they darshan it. Omer le, Rav Yosef says back to her papa, samidi dach mikami didi. No, erase yours for mine, meaning I have a better explanation of the machlokas. They don't both hold of klal uprat. No, detanya. I like this version of the machlokas. Klei sharis sha'asan shel eitz. If you have a klei sharis that made out of wood, Rebbe posel, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda Machshir. Right, klei sharis, and surely about the menorah. Right, you ought to make a klei sharis out of wood, machlokas. But my kamiflaki, Rebbe darish klalei uprati, Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda darish ribuye umiute. They darshan it differently. Klal uprato ribu umiate. Rebbe darish klalei uprati. Why does Rebbe say that if you make it out of wood, it's pasul? According to this Rebbe, by the way, he's much more inclusive. He only apostles wood. All other metals would be included. So, as we'll see in a second. V'yasisa menorahs klal. Zahav tahar prat. Miksha tiasa menorah chazav klal. Klal uprat uklal iyatadon elakina prat. Ma prat mufur shamatechas av kol shamatechas. According to version 2 of Rebbe, all metals are okay. Right, the first version of Rebbe that only gold and silver. But Rav Yosef says, I like this version better. He darshes klal of prat and he includes all metals. Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda darsh ribu yumiyute. He's even more makel. V'yasisa menoras riba. Zahav tahar miyet. Miksha te'asa menorah chazav riba. Ribo miyet v'riba. When you have that type of drasha, riba ko, you include everything. Umay rabbi ko mili, you include everything. Umay miyet shel cheres. Only earthenware. Cheres is excluded. So it's a machlokes. What was Rebbe Shita? And also, do you even makshir wood? According to the second version, because Rabbi Yehuda even makshirs wood. And according to the first version, everybody says wood is a problem. So that's why Rav Yosef says, I think I'm right. So the Rav Papa says back to him, Adarabba, Samadidakamididi, I think you're wrong. So he says back to him, No, there's another Bryce that shows clearly I'm right. Why? Titania. Eino, Zahav, maybe Afshal Kesef, Shel Nechoshes, Shel Barzel, Vishel Bedil, Vishel Ofaris, Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda, Machar Afishel Eitz. So you see, there's a Mefer's Bryce that he even allows wood. Vitania Idach, and also another Bryce, Lo Yasa Adam. Here we go. Lo Yasa Adam, Bayis Tavnes Hechel. A person is not allowed to make his house with the exact dimensions of the Hechel. Achsadra Keneged Ula, or his Achsadra, which is open on one side, Keneged the Ulam, which is also open on one side. Chotzer Keneged Azara. Shulchan Keneged Shulchan. Menorah Keneged Menorah. You're not allowed to make exact replicas of the items in the Beis HaMikdash. This is included in the Isser of Umikdashi Tira'u. Fear my Mikdash. You're not allowed to make exact replicas. Aval Osehu Shel Chamisha Vishal Shisha Vishal Shmona Vishal. You can make a menorah with 5, 6, or 8 branches. That, by the way, is one of the 500 reasons why Hanukkah is 8 days and not 7 days. Beis Yosef's kasha. Why? Because if it would have been 7 days, we would have been able to have a Chanukiah. Because it would have been 7 branches. I just saw that last night. And then, so that, it's a problem, right? So that's why, one of the reasons. It would have been Nesed Daraisa. We wouldn't have had the whole menorah. So that's why it had to have another reason it had to have 8. Vishal Sheva Lo Yase. You can't make it of 7. Vafilu Mishar Mene Matras. Even of other metals. Tomorrow, Beth Shem will read the Shulchan Aruch about this. In Yerodea, Mark will have it down here. Kuf Mem Beis. Kuf Mem Beis. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer. Afshel Eitz Lo Yase Kedersh Asu Malcha Beis Chashmonai. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says back, you can't even make a wooden one out of 7. Because the Beis Chashmonai, the Malcha said, they made this. They made wooden also then. So Amar Lo Misham Raya, they said, no, that's wrong. Shputin Shel Barzel Hayu V'chifu Baba'at. No, it was wooden, it was Barzel. They just covered it with something else. Hashira Sam Shel Kesef. Chazer Hashira Sam Shel Zav. Meaning they did a lot. It was metal, and it was wrong. Yeah, wrong with Sora, that it was just made out of wood. Just end off with one ha'ara. We'll stop here, but by Amar Shmuel, just end off with one ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch, and that is this Isser of relating to the Midos. It's a Chiddush Gadol, but it makes a lot of sense. The Minchas Chinuch says, which dimensions are Aser Daraisa? He says this in Mitzvah Rishon and Dalet. Is it dimensions? Every Mikdash that we had was different. Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Mishkan, Bayis Shlishi, they're all different. So what's the Isser Daraisa? All of them. Doesn't sound that way, says the Minchas Chinuch, and sometimes they add it on to the Azara. He even has a question, what if you built your house, and it was bigger than the Azara, and then they add it on to the Azara, and now it's exactly the same dimensions. Do you have to rip apart your house? Right? When you did it, it was Beheter. Only the Minchas Chinuch can think of that Kasha. Unbelievable. Rishon and Dalet. But then he says, what's the Isser? What if you, are you allowed to build it like Bayis Rishon in the time of Bayis Sheni? So he says, in his view, it's only Usser what's around at your time. During Bayis Rishon is Aser. During Mishkan, Mishkan is Aser. Bizman Azeh, he says, I don't want to be Mako by an Issa Daraisa, but Luli Demestafina, I think deep down, it's not Aser today. Because it's only Aser Bishas, there's a parallel. But Bizman Azeh says, Luli Demestafina, and I'm not going to paskin this way really, but I really think Maker Adin, it's a beautiful piece, you can look at it, in Reish Nun Dalad Ostes, he says, I don't think it's Aser today. Because it's impossible. What about Bayis Shlishi? It's not here yet, but you say now we're in the time of Bayis Shlishi? He doesn't know. So that's why he says, I don't think it's awesome. Tomorrow we'll talk more about the Lamaisa elements of building a menorah. But again, 7-branched menorahs, it comes up by candelabras. If somebody has 5 children, let's say, and they have a 7-branched menorah, so some poskim say, so then it's not, you can't do it. You can't do it. Even the Pisgah Teshuva we'll see tomorrow, even if they're not in a straight line, but if they're in a circle, you might say, oh, What if they're not on the same level? What if you have the Shamar and the Zachar candles? Right, people think it's the Abba and the Ima candles. It's the Shamar and the Zachar candles, says the Shulchan Aruch. And then the 5 kids around, so you have to work out exactly whether that's appropriate or not. So it means, so these 5 kids, maybe it's time to have another, but get out of the problem. Right, everybody should be Marbe, Marbe's Chuyos, and Marbe's children amongst Chal Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.